Adam Cravens, and Jane Ellen watch more movies each month than most people do in a year. Parental guidance suggested reviews new movies in theaters with no spoilers promise. These film nerds know their stuff.
Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
So let's start with the movie I've never heard of and then go to the one that people actually went to see this weekend.
Fair enough.
Ready, go.
Brahms the Boy 2. I was completely unaware that this film was a sequel, besides the fact that it had 2 in the title. Didn't know if it was a sequel to a movie called The Boy. Didn't know if it was a sequel to a movie called Brahms. But I was like, well, that's a movie, and I haven't seen it. And that's generally the only requirement that I have. Like, sometimes you get a Star Wars in there. Sometimes you get something, you know, starring Ryan Reynolds. And sometimes there's movies that you've never heard of that are sequels to movies that you've never heard of.
Really?
This happened to be one of those particular instances.
Wow. And you were super excited, huh?
Well, I find that in the same way that in the 80s and early 90s, all killers seem to have like machetes or claw fingers, and they always want to terrorize teenagers. Apparently,
well, who doesn't?
Well, I mean, I don't. It's time consuming. But
true.
But axe wielding like psychopaths or supernatural beings, apparently it's like catnip to them. I asked myself this. Why are dolls now so murderous? I mean,
Well, they're creepy. They're like little clowns.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we had Child's Play.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 80s and 90s. But I was just like, why? It really feels like every other movie. Because what's the other? Annabelle? That one's about a doll, too. And there's,
sure.
There's how many of those?
And then you've got, Slappy. He's creepy.
Slappy.
Slappy is in the, Jack Black is in the film versions of him now,
Goosebumps.
Yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Slappy's very disturbing.
I was like, I'm unaware of Slappy. That's a, that's a terrible name for a horror movie. Like, kind of makes me want to giggle. Like, tell me, is Slappy a squirrel? Like,
in Slappy, in those movies.
Yeah, it sounds more like something that would appear in a Warner Brothers animated short. Oh, Slappy! Just wanted those. He just wanted some peanuts.
And yet he comes across as one of Frank Sinatra's cronies, but the one who's really in deep with the mob and is a mannequin.
I don't.
When I say mannequin, I
don't
mean
remember that
dummy.
Sinatra movie.
Like, really?
I mean, I'm not well versed in all of them, but it seems like that one would stick out to me.
Hmm.
Like that would even be strange for like an Alfred Hitchcock or a Twilight Zone episode.
Here, let's wander down this road for a moment.
So, let's.
I was talking to a woman who is now in her 80s, and she used to work at a hotel in the late 60s in the Las Vegas.
I bet she's got some stories.
She's got stories. And she said...
That I don't ever want to hear.
And she said that it was a known thing. Frank Sinatra would just breeze through, randomly fire people, forget he had done it, and they would just come back the next day. So everyone would just be prepared. Sinatra may or may not, you're fired. Before it became a TV show, he may or may not fire you, just walk away, and then just come back the next day.
Second question, did he own this establishment?
I believe he had a vested interest.
All right, because it's even better if he's so drunk. he just literally walks into
that
like,
part wasn't
random,
important to me.
Random hotel, and he's like, you're fired. You're fired. I don't care if I
don't
chew
like
up,
the way you're looking at me.
I chew up pieces of garbage like you, and I dump them out after my breakfast. That's what I do. You're fired. Don't ever let me see your face again.
No, I think he would say mug. In that situation.
Yeah, probably in dame. There'd probably be a dame in there.
I just find that.
And he'd
really
be wearing
funny.
A really nice tuxedo when he did it with like
at like 7 in the morning because he was
unbuttoned.
Up all night.
Yeah.
That's how I saw it when she told me the story.
And then somebody's just like, that was Frank Sinatra. He fired me. Does he own this place? And they're like, no.
No.
He'll
come back next week.
He's really drunk. And I think he wandered in here and got confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not fired? No, no.
No, not at all. Anyway, we were talking about what? Oh, a movie you saw that I've never heard of.
Brahms The Boy 2. And again, apparently it's very much in vogue in horror films to have dolls that are possessed by the devil or dead children or serial killers. I mean, if I was going to possess anything, I think I would possess something like larger. Like, I mean, anything larger than a doll, like being made of like porcelain seems like a poor, like if anything, I'm going to go out there, Christine, that's what you want to do. Possess a car, possess like a, get a Humvee and just possess a Humvee. That's what I'd do.
Okay.
But yeah. I mean, again, porcelain doll, that just, that really seems like.
I see your Humvee and I raise it a Humvee limousine.
Sure. There you go. But I'm just saying, like, all I've got to do is get, like, my 9-iron, and, like, you're defeated. You're not even, like,
wow.
I mean, or possessing Danny DeVito would be a better idea. Like, a man, not a gigantic man, not a muscular man, but it's better than a porcelain doll.
Wow.
Yes?
Katie Holmes, she must have needed this in order to keep her and her child out of the cult.
Well, I'm going to assume maybe she's getting some kind of alimony from Tom Cruise. Like,
who knows?
Like, even from films that he do that fail, he still seems to make a ridiculous amount of money on.
Anyway, the budget was $10 million. Has it already made that money?
I believe it's at $19
million. Okay.
The last I checked. So, yeah. I mean, it. I don't think the film is going to be doing, like, you know, blockbuster. Like, you're not going to see it in its U.S. run at, like, $200, $300 million.
But it made money.
But whenever you cost $10 million, it's really okay if you don't, you know, make $150 million or whatever.
When a young family moves to the Heelshire's residence, terror strikes when a boy from the family discovers a doll called Brahms that appears to be eerily human.
It is eerie. Like... Yeah. Like, even while I was watching the movie, like, I leaned over and I was like, hey, can I start collecting porcelain dolls with lifelike eyes? And I got a very immediate no. No, mm-hmm. no wiggle room at all there. I was somewhat disappointed because I don't collect porcelain dolls. Like, I mean, I don't know where I'm going to put them in with, you know, beside my Star Wars, my Hot Wheels, and my Blu-rays, but surely, I mean, I'll find somewhere for them.
I'm sure you can. I once visited my husband's uncle and the uncle's spouse, and all I remember was she desperately wanted to show me her very favorite room, and it was full of dolls. And I am not much a fan.
Ran out screaming.
Of that. And that's really all I remember. Just a lot of dolls. And she loved them, and I am glad she loved them. And I'm sure they didn't, you know, menace her at night.
But you, well, I mean, or they had some kind of agreement.
Yes. But clearly there was something going on because there were a lot of dolls. Oh, looking at you. Ugh. Like they do.
Yeah, I don't need that. I was kidding. I don't want a porcelain doll. I can handle it. If I would have got one, like, I'd have it turned around like the other way.
And then you got that creepy one in the Wizard of Oz books. You know, the broken one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just disturbing.
Yeah. I think it was a good idea that they've, any of the live action adaptations, they've really kind of steered largely away from it. Like,
hey, this is crazy disturbing. Let's just take one or two elements and call it a day.
I want to say maybe it was in Oz the Great and Powerful, but like nobody nobody really saw that movie.
I did.
Or talks about it.
We do.
So, well, I mean, I think
we don't count.
You and I are very much the exception to the rule. Because, I mean, who is also making Frank Sinatra, All in the Family references.
Anyway.
I Love Lucy. I'm just saying, like, probably most other podcasts or persons in general are not mentioning that.
I'm guessing that. By the way, I met a person the other day named Babalu. Not his given name, but what he was called.
Babalu.
Mm-hmm. So Brahms the Boy 2, do you think there'll be a third one? Are you hoping?
Well, it's already doubled its budget, mm-hmm. and I think it's been out for at best a month.
What if Chucky and Brahms the Boy got together and, like, wreaked havoc?
Or maybe they threw Annabelle in there?
Yeah.
Are we talking about new Chucky? Are we talking about, like, 80s Chucky?
You pick.
Or you know what? Let's just let them both.
All right.
Well, let them both. I mean, it's a movie about talking dolls, like, that are possessed with whatever. So, I mean, it's not like you can't be like, oh, well, that's not realistic. Like, if you're making a movie about, like, 1917, like, you have to be accurate about, like, who's president and, like, it's yes. World War One. Like, you can't just be like, and Abraham Lincoln shows up. Because people are going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. He didn't show up until 1918. He can't be here now.
And I really like the idea that he was a vampire killer.
I like the idea a lot more than the execution of the film.
Never did see it.
It's not worth watching.
Wow. Well, that's a shame. Because in my mind, it was going to be awesome.
Well, it would have been awesome if Steven Spielberg and Daniel Day-Lewis had have decided that's the Lincoln book they wanted to adapt.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, a vampire-hunting Abraham Lincoln portrayed by Daniel Day-Lewis, directed by Steven Spielberg?
I saw that other Lincoln, and it's...
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Like, that one plays a little bit more like a really, really, like, early version of West Wing. Like, it's talky. I mean, it's Daniel Day-Lewis, so whatever. Like, you know that you're getting a brilliant performance, but I'm just saying there's not a lot of slang of, like, the undead or, mm-hmm. you know, Nosferatu. There's not even a werewolf death. In that movie.
Yeah.
Not even, like, peripherally.
And yet the movie we're reviewing is Brahms, The Boy Too. So glad you carved out time to see that one.
Well, I mean, it was that or, I don't know, sleep, maybe, or, you know, eat something, or maybe devote time to one of my hobbies. I don't know.
You don't have a hobby.
Because I'm watching movies like Brahms the Boy too.
You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about what is in theaters and the movie with the Simpsons short in front of it. I already forgot what it's called. Upward?
Maybe? Onward.
Onward. I was going to say untoward. And I thought, well, that's an unwieldy
that's
title.
Not. That's just hard to market. Like,
sure. Hey, kids, let's see Untoward.
I'm sure Disney would. They're just like, no, pick a different name. Pick any other name. Call it Die Hard 5 before you call it that. Okay?
Oh, that's funny. So, first of all, let's talk about the short.
Really weird and bizarrely unsettling to see a Simpsons short before a Disney Pixar movie.
Mm.
Some people may not think anything about this, but I have been a fan of The Simpsons for a number of years, and I'm not even sure about the sum total, but they have taken a multitude of shots at Disney's expense over the years, like just
hilarious
joke
shots.
After joke. This is a show that has ran for 30-plus years at this point, made joke upon joke upon joke at Disney's expense. And because of Fox's purchase by Disney, they are now part of that entity. Like Disney Plus, you can watch any Simpsons episode mm-hmm. you want. And it's just weird because I do not think of The Simpsons as a Disney property.
Exactly.
Yet they are as Disney as Mickey Mouse and like the boy that mm-hmm. wore tennis shoes, or I guess the Mickey Mouse Club.
That was the computer that wore tennis shoes, played by Kurt Russell.
What did I say?
The boy. Now, I do believe he wore tennis shoes.
And he was a boy at that point.
But the computer did as well.
Okay, there we go. All right.
Or maybe he was the computer.
Or the cat from outer space. I should have said that one. I apologize. No disrespect ever to Kurt Russell.
Ever. Because he's the best Santa.
He's really kind of the...
Best everything.
I mean, he's a pretty spectacular Wyatt Earp. Like, he was a pretty rockin' Santa Claus. Like, I really can't think of anything. Like, as far as, like, Pliskins go, do you know a better Pliskin
no.
than Kurt Russell?
I wish he was my neighbor.
Man, that's...
Wouldn't that be fun?
That's a sitcom I'd watch. Like, well, he's kind of your Wilson. Like,
yeah.
You just get advice. He'll be like, ah, Kurt, I don't know what I need to do. I've been offered a new job, and I don't know if I should leave my other one. And that's, like, he just leaps over it, like, really just...
what you gotta
just
do.
Just, all right, I've already got the idea here. And I'm just like, I can't not do it if Kurt Russell told me to do it.
And sometimes he'll have the patch and then lift it to look at you.
And I'll be like, why are you even wearing
just
that?
Just because.
You can lift it. But I wouldn't say it because I don't ever question Kurt Russell.
No, because he knows. Plus.
And knows more than I do.
Plus, he was in a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. He knows a lot. I digress. Kurt Russell is not in the movie that we're talking about.
No. Nope. Not even alluded to in the film. Not mentioned in it. But there is a Simpsons short.
A Simpsons short. And this one is about Maggie, isn't it?
Maggie and a tale of fleeting love.
Is it Maggie and that eyebrow baby?
No.
It's a disturbing little kid.
I'm trying not to ruin it, but I mean, like, the thing is only, you know, a couple of minutes, so I
can't. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it just a visual?
It's very visual. Occasionally you get, like, some of the pacifier noises or just regular, but, like, it is not a dialogue heavy short.
So, in other words, they didn't have to pay any of the voice actors to do anything.
I think Homer maybe gets a grunt. Like or so in there.
Which
but
they could have lifted from...
Some audio of the 30-plus years they have of him undoubtedly doing a multitude of different grunts.
All right. And what are we going to do without Apu?
I really think it's interesting that a character that has been a side character in there had episodes devoted to him... Mm-hmm. I want to say he's from at least season one, like, if not, like, one, maybe season two. Like, and largely, I don't think anybody had a problem with him until recently. Like, I guess I understand with the mindset, and when you're owned by a corporate entity, you don't want to upset anyone. But I mean, like, this is a character that's probably been in half or more of the Simpsons episodes. I don't think they've been doing, like, an offensive portrayal. Like, he's even generally seen as, like, a competent, like, character. I don't know. I think it's interesting. Though the way they worded that statement, they've also kind of alluded to the fact that it may be voiced by a character that more closely fits that nationality.
Okay.
All he said was, I will not be voicing the character. And I'm just like, that's a very specific kind of wording for it. But I mean, like I said, either way, I guess it's a fictional character. And at the end of the day, like, no one dies.
Okay.
But it is interesting.
Let's talk about the movie that is not called Untoward, but now I can't get that in my head. It's called Upward?
Onward.
Onward.
You're mixing it up with the movie Up. Disney Pixar's Up.
Up.
Which this is not a sequel
to. Onward.
It's Onward, not Up. Not upwards either.
Onward.
Or any other direction.
Why? That is an unusual name.
Onward?
Yeah, for the name of a movie. Well, of course, North, that tanked.
Yeah. But Up.
But North by Northwest and Up.
And Up made some bank. So, I mean, it's not, using a direction
wild,
is not
wild
necessarily.
West tanked.
Wiki wild.
Okay, so
you're gonna get me off on a tangent.
I know we've had plenty.
I'll talk about that movie.
So let's talk about. Okay, I forgot the name again.
Onward.
Onward.
Very interesting, unique premise. A lot of your.
Before you tell me anything about it.
Sure.
It looks completely uninteresting.
I will say this. My son Tanner said it's his favorite Disney movie. Everybody seemed to enjoy
it.
Don't
they say that after each Disney movie?
No.
Oh.
No, they do not.
All right.
I mean, sometimes they are hyperbolic. I will grant them that. Brought a tear to my wife's eye, and at one point also got me a little misty. I mean, Disney does seem to be able to pluck the heartstrings pretty hard, especially with their animated fare. But as a family outing, I would argue, like, this was one of the better ones. I don't think it's my favorite Disney movie, and I certainly think there are better Disney Pixar movies than this one, but the film does feature Chris Pratt and Tom Holland, and, like, that puts you miles ahead of everybody else.
Isn't it essentially, though, Weekend at Bernie's?
It takes a lot like from that premise. Like it does borrow from a lot of stuff. More or less, they set out there like it opens up not unlike one of your classic Disney movies. You know, there's
the
you know magic.
Oh.
No, not immediately. There is a parent killed.
Naturally.
I told you, it borrows a lot. You've got these kind of fantastic elements, like you're seeing, like unicorns, mm-hmm. and dragon, and magic. But they also show that people get lazy, not unlike they did in the movie WALL-E. And they're saying, magic is hard. So eventually, they turn to technology. Cell phones, instead of, like, using wizardry to, like, create fire, they use matches. Mm-hmm. Or eventually, like, they live in houses. Instead of, you know, telling stories and, you know, making paintings on the wall, eventually we just watch sitcoms.
Mm.
So you still have all of these characters like elves and goblins and unicorns. Like, one of the first things you see in the modern day, and when I say modern, I mean it's modern because it has technology that we use. There's a unicorn going through a trash can like it's a raccoon.
Ah.
It's a fantastic visual gag.
It kind of
shows you like exactly where they recognize that magic still exists, but it's hard and not a lot of people know it.
Mm-hmm.
Now Tom Holland's brother in this, the character that Chris Pratt plays, is fascinated by it. Like he plays D&D, which he heavily advertises is based on the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it authentic in the same way that, like, say, somebody that reenacts the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just, you know, like, this is tailored this way. Like, he is all about, like, making sure that the authenticity of all of this is in
nice.
Place. Tom Holland doesn't want anything to do with it. Like, he's just a regular kid. He wants to fit in at school. He's kind of awkward, like, which is apparently Tom Holland's
yes.
bread and butter.
And so then they've got the bottom half of their dad.
Their father apparently had found one of the Phoenix gems and had left. He had gotten ill, and he knew that he was not like going to be able to be cured. So he uses one of the Phoenix gems and as a gift to them when they've both passed the age of 16, because the film takes place on Tom Holland's character's birthday. He can come back and see them each for, or he can see them for a 24-hour period,
mm-hmm.
like as a phoenix rises from the ashes, and then after the 24-hour period, he's gone again. But
mm-hmm.
he can see his boys grown and see that, you know, they've done well, mm-hmm. or, you know, he can ask him about what's happened. But Tom Holland is the one that apparently has the gift of magic. Sadly, Chris Pratt doesn't. He's very jealous of this fact, but he is a novice. And whenever they are trying to bring their father back, he only is able to bring back the bottom half of him.
I see.
So they have a 24-hour period in which to find another Phoenix gem for him to practice his magical prowess,
mm-hmm.
and be able to bring back his father in his entirety so that they can spend this day that they've been given with him.
Right.
And the it's kind of a road movie, like kind of a buddy road movie after that. It's them trying, like, we've got to go here, we've got to go there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give us a map to this, and then we'll come here. But a lot of your hilarity ensues from that.
Now, hilarity or slight amusement?
There is some genuine hilarity.
Mm-hmm.
There are some scenes that are just genuine amusement. Sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so then yes.
Yeah.
You likey.
Disney Pixar kind of runs into the same problem that The Godfather 3 did. Disney Pixar films are exceptional, and they had a ridiculous track record.
Mm-hmm.
Like, film after film, that like a Ratatouille, I was just like, a rat cook? That's dumb. I don't want to see that. Love Ratatouille.
Oh, I do too.
They were doing a movie with Owen Wilson as a car, and I'm just like, that's a dumb idea. Paul Newman in that film he's Paul Newman.
Exactly.
Like, it's just classic. And I'm sitting there going, I am emotionally involved
yes.
about a movie
with Paul Newman as the car
that has eyes on his windshield.
Yeah.
And this is a stupid, oh my goodness. He's so, you're right.
I
Paul
know.
Newman.
And yet Mater annoying.
Well, I mean, you can't win them all.
Not
Two
sure.
out of three ain't bad. I believe Meatloaf told us.
Yes. Meatloaf. Okay. So
As far as, like, putting it up against other Disney Pixar movies like Toy Story 2 or, like I said, you've got a multitude of films over the this point, what, 25 mm-hmm. years that Disney Pixar has been making movies. And there's really only a couple, like maybe Good Dinosaur and Cars 2, that I'd really say, like, I just didn't need at mm-hmm. all. But they're almost always, like, well-made.
Planes.
And, well, that was a straight-to-video film that's just in the Cars universe.
I see.
And is terrible. You're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. But I don't think Pixar has anything to do with it.
Okay.
Besides being, like, part of the source material that they have.
And, yeah, is terrible. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so, it sounds like you had a lovely time.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they borrow elements from, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Nice.
Any amount of Chris Pratt and Tom Holland separately or together is well worth your time. Again, I didn't think it was my favorite Disney Pixar movies, but my kids were enthralled with it.
Hmm.
So, I mean, at the bare minimum, you're not going to waste your time with it.
Okay. So, upward, onward.
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 Got it. You're almost there.
See? Onward, worth seeing. And Brahms the Boy too. Sure, I guess
if you've seen all of the Annabelles and all of the Child's Plays, including the remake, and you're just like, I gotta see a doll, homicidal. Where can I get that?
Why are they always so angry?
I don't. Like I said, if I'm an evil spirit and I'm possessing something, I'm really not looking for something so fragile and small. Like, I'm looking for, like, a transformer or a car.
Or like, maybe you are. Let's say you...
A fire truck?
You become a fly. That can be very, very irritating to many people.
Right.
If you want to really bother them.
But, like, if you want to kill... I'm just... Most... But, like, in Friday the 13th, Jason wasn't looking to irritate the teenagers. He wasn't, like, getting feathers and letting them fall asleep and, like... Just waving it under their nose. He's just going to be like, oh, it's so good. Oh, they're going to be so weird. They're going to fail that quiz because they didn't get any sleep last night.
What? I am a dork on their forehead.
I am such a card. I brought myself back from the depths of hell and possessed this
player.
Now I just irritate him. I don't kill him. I mean, that's wrong. Yeah. Like, even I recognize that. But,
I think that's the best idea we've had.
They let Blumhouse take over all these other ones. Like, they let National Lampoon have the old, mm-hmm. like, horror franchise. Like, they get, like, Fred, like, Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, he just, instead, they're, like, their dreams, like, they show up naked to give their presentation in front of class. Like, he doesn't, like, cut their stomachs up, like, anymore. Like, he gives them, he's embarrassing them in their dreams. And they wake up, maybe they wet the bed, but then, like, they just change their sheets and go back to bed.
The times we would have had.
Man.
Anyway, so, you have choices, and I want to say that something we actually want to see is coming out next week.
Let's see, Mulan, I know, is at the end of the month. I want to say it's the, My Spy? It's the one that's got Dave Bautista and the little girl. That's coming out, and Bloodshot, which I believe stars, it's based on a comic book, and stars Vin Diesel.
Well...
I know somebody's going to bring up, well, Vin Diesel was in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, but he's not front and center, and he literally only says three words.
I hope he says three different words in this new movie, and that's all he says, just three different words.
Me was Bloodshot. Like, he's exactly. Just like, listen, me with pronouns and verbs worked really well for that Guardians movie, guys. I got it. Me was Bloodshot. And they're like,
me was Bloodshot?
It doesn't.
Ay, ay, ay.
It doesn't matter. No one understands what he's saying anyway.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
go ahead, Vin. Can you drive a car in it? Like, drive a really souped up.
You know he has a twin brother, right?
No. Does
yes.
He? Does
but
he
we
star?
Never, here's the thing. We never see the twin brother, which makes me think.
Or do we?
Exactly.
Like, is he, like.
Maybe.
They just trade off. It's like.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's like Multiplicity, where, like.
The one that does the comedies and stuff. That's the other one.
And they're just like, man, I just did a Fast and the Furious. Will you do this one?
Yes.
You do that one, and then I'll do the sequel to the Tooth
Fairy.
That's
what I think is happening.
That's what I'd do if I had a twin that no one knew about.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd just be like, hey, do you want to go to work for me? And he'd be like, no, let's get another twin. And I'd be like, all right, that sounds good. Do you want to golf? I don't know how. Let's learn.
Okay. So, I don't think it works that way. Thanks so much for listening. I think I'm trying to end the podcast now. Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.